Good evening, Auntie. This is your administrator, Lauren, and we're trying to get the show started tonight. I'm waiting for our first two guests, Ellis and Christine, to call in so that we can just do a quick interview on our new clients. We're trying to get everybody to get a chance to get to know one another and everything like this. So while we're waiting, we'll just go ahead and discuss what the group is about, what the High Babes is about. Okay, a lot of you don't really know exactly what our services do, but what our services are about, we provide dating service for our clients. We find you dates, help you build relationships, and our goal is to help our clients be married. That's the goal of High Babes. We've been doing this for a little over three years, but we've always done it under another name, and it was Not Taking Singles. And basically, we wanted to go to another take ENT to another level, so we developed High Babes. And High Babes is just like another upper level of Not Taking Singles. And this is a paid membership. Not Taking Singles was free or whatever, and it was getting us where we needed to be, but we weren't able to do as much for our members. So we took High Babe, ENT and made another level, and it's a High Babe. So we get to do more for our clients as far as consultations, and what consultation is you basically come into the office or phone conversations, things like that, and we talk about what it is that you're looking for in a relationship. We talk about the reasons why you're not in a relationship. We just go over everything about you and what you're looking for, and we go from there and help finding you a mate. So that is basically what it is about, what High Babe is about. If you have any type of insecurities, we're here to help you with your insecurities. I don't feel like I wear the right clothes. Am I dressing too sexy for my day? What am I doing wrong? The conversations go dead. Things like that. That is what we're here for, to help you develop. And that is why we charge a membership base, a membership fee or whatever. And that's basically just to be able to meet as many clients as possible. That really doesn't include all of the things that we do for you, that we can do for you. That's just so that you can have a membership, so that you will have access to as many potentials as possible. So that's basically what High Babes is. And we ask that all of our members participate as much as possible, so that we're able to accommodate everyone. And just read your personalities. When you conversate in the group or when you talk in the group, that helps us, that gives us a chance to, you know, just know what type of person you are and who you are, and, you know, it possibly helps us find you someone. Like, if you like the real serious type that likes to debate or whatever like that, I look for someone in the group or whatever that may fit you. Like, you may be too serious, but you might need someone that to bring the fun side of you, but, you know, could possibly be on the same level as you. I look for that in the group. That is why we ask that our members participate, so that we'll be able, it'll help us better to be able to accommodate you, find you someone that you could possibly build a relationship with, possibly marriage. That's what we do. So I just wanted to just let everybody know basically what High Babes is about. and we don't discriminate. It's for all races. It's for all, everybody needs love. So they're going to be different ethnicities. You know, it's just going to be different races in our group. And so that's where, you know, it hopefully that'll also help it be successful. And it's just giving people a chance to mingle, gives female a chance. We like to have topics where we can know how the female thinks and how the male thinks, because we have a lot of barriers between us, and we're trying to break those walls down. So that can help us a lot, you know, to be able to develop better relationships. So anyway, I was supposed to have some hosts tonight. I'm not sure where it's Ryan and Shinda. I thought that they would be on the show with me tonight because I am pretty tired and sick, but they have been unable to call in and get the show started. So basically, I'm working it myself. So I do apologize for me fumbling or whatever. But like I said, I'm not feeling too well tonight. And I'm really waiting on our members to call in, and we can go from there. So I really don't have anything else planned besides interviewing our other, two of our clients, the male and female clients that we have. I'm posting the number now so the people who are listening will be able to see the number and call in. So we're just going to wait. I'm just going to wait, but keep talking. And I want everybody to get a chance to mingle. The more you mingle, the better chance you have in meeting someone in the group. Hopefully what we're trying to do is get people from all over the United States. This is not just for one state. We have groups. We have clients that are in California. We have clients in New York. We have clients in Miami, Ohio, Louisiana, Texas, Atlanta. We are based all over, and we're basically trying to find clients in everyone's area. We do have long-distance relationships that have been developed through our dating service. I'm not sure if they're successful, but they have been developed. We have people that have moved from state to state to be with someone that they've met in our groups. So we do, you know, encourage that, you know, your mate may not be in your state. Your potential may not be in your city. You could have someone all over the place. So we do encourage you to mingle with everyone, because you never know who you may, you know, take a liking to. And so we don't want states and cities to hinder your possibilities of meeting someone that you may fall in love with and may marry. So you have to be open to everything. If you really want love, if you really want a relationship, if you really want marriage, you have to be open. You can't just be closed-minded and keep up walls and say, well, no, this is not, this person is too far, or I'm not interested in a long-distance relationship. Sometimes a long-distance relationship may be good for the beginning because it helps you develop trust. It gives you a chance to talk to this person and get to know this person more often than you probably would if this person was down the street. You probably would probably move too fast with a person that's down the street. So, you know, you have easy access to. So sometimes a long-distance relationship is not that bad. I think it becomes bad when everybody has to make a decision. Where are we going to go? Are we going to stay here, or, you know, are we going to move? So that's when it becomes bad. But going into a long-distance relationship with someone, you have to have in the back of your mind, it's a possibility that one of us may have to move. So that's one thing to think about when you're trying to develop a long-distance relationship. Always have in the back of your mind, it's a possibility that one of us may have to move. Okay, We do have a caller, so I'm going to take this call and see who we have on the line. Hello? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine. Who am I speaking with?
This is Ellis.
Hi, Ellis. How are you tonight?
I'm doing very, 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 very well.
Okay, that's good. Christine, she didn't call in. I don't know if she's seen the number that I posted or whatever, but she didn't get a chance. She hasn't called in yet. The show is basically like 30 minutes, and I think we have like 12 minutes left. But we can take our time to, but it's okay. We can take our time to get to know you and get some information from you. So this is my first interview. I haven't done an on-phone interview. I've done consultations and inboxes, and we do a lot of personal live, you know, where someone comes in and we do interviews like this. So first of all, I just want to thank you for joining, you know, being a member of High Babe or whatever, and I'm not sure if you got a chance to hear some of the things that I said that we offer, but we do offer a lot of things for our dating service. So just tell us a little bit about yourself or whatever so we can, you know, just get some information. So, you know, that'll help us be able to help you, you know, serve you better. So you can go ahead and tell, give us some information about you.
Okay, I'm a manly man, and I'm 48 years old. I live down in South Carolina. I just moved down here to help my mother out in her older age.
Where did you move to?
I moved to Charlotte, South Carolina. I know you never heard of that before.
No, but okay. You live in North Carolina now?
South Carolina. I just moved from Raleigh, North Carolina. I own a graphic arts and photography company. I'm just looking for somebody that's loyal and loving and funny. You got to be funny.
Okay. Are you funny? Are you the quiet type? Just tell me some things about you.
Yeah, I'm a photographer, so I usually like to play the back role. You know, I'm kind of quiet and reserved. So I've never been a big mouth or anything like that, but a lot of people tell me I'm funny. They say I got a mean-looking face, but I'm funny all the time once they start to speak to me or what have you.
Okay. Do you have any kids?
Yeah, I have two girls, and I have this is really going to bust my age out. I have 5 grandchildren.
Okay, that's fine. It's a lot of people young with grandkids, so that doesn't mean anything these days. But,
Right.
So have you ever been married? Are you looking to be married? What are you looking for? What are you wanting?
Yeah, I was married a long time ago, probably about 20 years ago. And
really?
I am looking to get married. I feel that I learned a lot from my past relationships and my past marriage, things not to take into my new marriage and things to take into my new marriage if I get into one. So
okay.
I think that I'm a good catch.
Okay. So you think you're a good catch? Okay.
Oh, absolutely. Who else would think it?
Okay, well, then why are you single now? Why all of a sudden are you single? If you're such a good catch, why are you single? What's the problem? And don't say you don't want to settle. Do not say that. Tell me why. Are you really single?
Well, that was going to be one of the first things that came out of my mouth as I settled in, because I don't know what they're producing down here, but the pedigree around this way is not good. But I just moved down here, so I haven't had a lot of time to spread my wings, and this is a pretty small place, so there's not too many places to go. And so saying that it's small, everybody is usually already taken up or, for lack of a better word or phrase, ran through.
Oh, wow, that's bad. You see, I don't want you to say that again, because then it starts to look like you kind of bitter toward women. So some of the things, I don't know. Oh, okay, well, don't, you know, I don't understand. It's some women that didn't had been or whatever like that, but we don't want to get into that because a lot of people have a past or whatever, so we're not going to say that because it's some good women that didn't have, that have past. So
yes,
that's
ma'am.
one thing that I want all men to know is there are some good women that have had past. There are some women that guys think are the best women and can be some of the most ran, or probably some of the most ran through women that you will ever meet. So we can't, you know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? So I don't like, you know what I'm saying? I don't like to talk about females because a lot of females have been through a lot of things. So, but how long have you been single?
I've been single probably about a year now.
A year? What happened in your last relationship?
My last relationship, okay. I'm a photographer, okay? So my
mm-hmm.
last relationship was killed by jealousy. She couldn't stand for me to be around models and all of this other stuff, even though I invited her to go with me to the photo shoots and things like that. And, you know, just the pictures as she was looking over my shoulder as I was editing the pictures or what have you. She was like, oh, that's what y'all be doing there. I was like, yeah, I told you can come. You know, it's like that. If I was around any type of female that was prettier or younger or anything else like that.
Okay, I'm going to say this. It's a possibility that she may have had some insecurities about herself, but do you honestly think that you did not do anything to make her feel this way? Can you honestly say you didn't do anything that could have possibly, have you ever cheated? Have you ever, have she ever looked in your inboxes, texts, or anything that gave her a reason to feel this way? Because a lot of men want to say that women are just jealous, but sometimes you have to look at, did I do anything to make this woman feel this way? So, you know, is there something that you possibly could have done?
No, that right there would be an absolute no. I haven't been anything.
Oh, okay. Well, what's like? Okay, now a lot of people don't pretend like that they. Oh, I don't have no type. I don't have a type or anything. Like, what's your type? What's your skin? All the way down to the skin color, the size. No kids, with kids. What's your type?
Man, that's kind of hard because it doesn't seem like I dated a whole, you know, smorgasbord of different type of females. So,
okay,
I guess I would have to go with, I don't know, I really can't say whether it was dark or light, as long as they got a pretty smile. And a lot of people say, well, am I, you know, off a torso man or a booty man or whatever. I'd be like, I'm a type of man that likes to look into a person's face and be attracted to their face. It don't really matter about the body. I mean, I don't want nobody that doesn't have any legs or anything like that. But, you know.
Also, she gotta have legs. She does have to have. Oh, okay. Well, then, what about arms? I mean.
Yeah, arms can be nice.
Well, then I see. Make sure I find you somebody with a pretty smile that has arms and legs. So, are you open to long distance relationship? You know, something that may start off long distance, or would you prefer someone in your area? And would you be willing to relocate, or you know, that person has to be in driving distance in order for you to date them?
Yeah, I would be willing to relocate. And
really?
Because like I said, I moved out of a bigger city, and I came down here to Mayberry, basically. And I would rather go back to a bigger city. It doesn't make any difference where it is.
Okay. And what about a woman with or without kids? Because that's a big thing. Some women don't want, you know, a guy with kids. And some guys don't want a woman with kids. So what are your thoughts about that?
So when it comes to children,
uh huh,
I don't want to get attached to anybody's children if we're going to be having problems within the relationship, because I'm going to be really attached to those kids. You know what I mean? I don't want to have to leave them. I left my children when I got divorced, and I know how they pulls at a person's heart. You know, adults and the children's hearts. I had to move from Seattle all the way over to the East Coast, and I left my children when I got divorced.
Wow.
So I really don't want to do anything like that. So I really want to, and I don't want to meet the children until I know that me and the female is going to be real tight, you know, because that's... go ahead.
So basically you're saying you prefer somebody without kids.
No. I'm just saying I don't want to get attached to them if the relationship is shaky.
So basically, you will prefer someone without kids, so you won't have to get attached to them, is what you're saying.
I guess I'm saying I would be open, but I just want the whole Leave It to Beaver, you know, family type thing to get together.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to going jumping from house to house. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Well, Ellis, I do appreciate you calling in. Our show is about to end, and I just want you to make sure that you're active in the group or whatever, because I get to, when you're active, I get to learn your personality, and I get to see more of you, which helps me find you a better mate. So I'm just asking, like I said, that you remain active, and I do appreciate you being a part of our service or whatever, and I hope I get a chance to talk to you again.
Okay.
So
nice talking.
Okay.
Well,
you too, and you can call in anytime you get ready. But just thank you for calling in tonight.
You're quite welcome.
Okay. Have a good night.
You too.